Okay. The meeting of the Board of Regents is now reconvened at 11:53 a.m. The board met in executive session from 10:08 to 11:50 and discussed possible action regarding the appointment of an interim president for Texas A&M. We also conferred with the chancellor and our counsel. Under board policy, the board may appoint an interim president upon the recommendation of the chancellor. Chancellor Sharp has submitted an agenda item for our consideration recommending the appointment of Dr. Mark Hussey as interim president of Texas A&M, effective January 14, 2014, at an initial salary of $425,000. That's annual, of course. Do I have a motion that the board accept the chancellor's do I have a motion that the board accept the chancellor's recommendation and appoint Dr. Hussey to the position of interim president of Texas A&M?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make the motion to accept Dr. Mark Hussey as our interim president of this great institution. He's a world-class dean and vice chancellor of agriculture and life science here at Texas A&M. He's well-respected throughout the academic and ag community in the whole state of Texas and in the world. I don't think we can find a better individual to serve as interim president of this great institution at this time.
Thank you, Regent Schwartner.
Chairman, I second that motion.
Thank you, Regent Morgan. Okay, we have a motion and a second. It's now before the board for and eligible for any possible discussion.
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
May I be heard?
Yes, sir.
This decision has generated a great deal of public interest. We've heard from the distinguished professors. We've heard from the Faculty Senate Executive Committee. We've heard from the Council for Principal Investigators. We've heard from the Texas Coalition for Excellence in Higher Education. We've even heard from TexasAgs.com, who I'm happy to say posted my name and contact information on the discussion board, which resulted in many, many emails and phone calls to my office yesterday, which I made a Herculean effort to respond to each one. We appreciate that input. It tells me, and I think it tells all of the members here, that this is a very important decision. It's an interim decision, but it sets the table and sends a message. That's one of the reasons I personally asked the chairman, and you indulged me, to have this meeting, is just to gather some information. Now that we've heard from the chancellor, there's no doubt that he has personally vetted Dr. Hussey, and he's thought through this in some detail. He has multiple reasons that Dr. Hussey is the right person. And I just want to make sure that Dr. Hussey, if he's not here now, that if he hears this, that from my perspective, because I have, made some comments to the newspaper, that I am in full support of Dr. Hussey, and I wish him the very best, and I wish him great success. The newspaper and the various newspapers that have reported on this issue have used words, a lot of rhetoric, like fight, at odds, board is split. They've said it's a call to arms. They've said there's a clash or a face-off. a crisis. Texas A&M is known as having a long military tradition. We're very proud of that. But I don't think we're known for that. And that's not the reason we're known. I would say, William Penn said a long time ago that truth often suffers more by the heat of its defenders than by the arguments of its opposers. And we all understand this is a very important decision. And I want anybody that listens to this tape or is watching this or is here in this room to know that each of the board members has considered this very carefully. And I'm very proud of the way our board has operated, that we have discussed this. We can't always expect our board to be unanimous. We are a governing body. Each person votes his or her own conscience. But I'm proud that to be a member of this group with each of the other regents, and I'm proud to have been a part of this. And finally, I will say, it's a holiday season. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Regent Busby, for your most thoughtful and welcome comments. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Dr.
Chancellor.
Hussey asked me to say in a public forum that he will not be a candidate for the permanent position under any circumstance.
Okay. Does anyone else, would anyone else like to comment or say anything? I can't top what Regent Schwertner have said and what Regent Busby, but I'm very, very, very pleased that that this board is together in making this important decision. I think Dr. Hussey is an outstanding choice for interim. Dr. Lofton is wrapping up 4 years of very important, wonderful service to Texas A&M. And of course, Dr. Lofton yesterday, Dr. Lofton led us through several graduations, and we will be off for some Christmas break, and Dr. Lofton will lead us. He will lead our official delegation to the Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta, and we'll be back after the first of the year for a few more days. And around the middle of, I think it's the 13th, around the middle of January, Dr. Lofton will vacate the office of president that he so ably filled the last 4 years. And I think it's a credit to this university, to Aggies everywhere, and to the people of Texas that this board has named someone so capable and with such an outstanding record in Texas agriculture and nationally. We all at this board feel honored and privileged to be a part of this process. Our Governor Perry honored us in a great way by giving us this opportunity to serve these institutions in this system that we love so much. And I thank him. We all thank him for this this opportunity. And we know that we're after Dr. Lofton leaves the middle of January, we know we're going to be in good hands here at A&M with Dr. Hussey as our interim. And
Mr. Chairman, could I say one thing before we vote? Dr. Hussey just walked in. As we all know, Dr. Hussey's been on two search committees that I know of, the search committee for our Dr. Lofton, and then our search committee for our Dean of Engineering has done an outstanding job. Dr. Hussey is well-respected in the academic community. And one other thing I'd like to say, in the ag community, I've received over 200 phone calls from the state of Texas ag leaders in support of Dr. Hussey this week. And so, again, I can't think of a better choice.
Well, we couldn't do better. And Dr. Hussey is a credit to Texas A&M, a credit to agriculture on any level, nationally and internationally, and a credit to the people of this state. And we appreciate your service. If there's no further discussion, I will call the roll for a vote. Okay. Yes or no, please. Regent Busby?
Yes.
Regent Foster?
Yes.
Regent Mendoza?
Yes.
Regent Morgan?
Yes.
Regent Schwartz?
Yes.
Regent Schwertner?
Yes.
Regent Thomas?
Yes.
Regent White?
Yes.
And Adams, Regent Adams, yes. Thank you very much. This completes our agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Thank you, Regent Busby. A second?